on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome to the Victorian Form Preview. We are racing up on the border today at Wodonga, an eight-race program. Ash Hocken is the track manager at Wodonga. Good morning, Ash.
Good morning.
We've got a lot of rain in Melbourne. You're a long way away from here. Have you had any rain around the Wodonga region?
Yeah, we had 5 mil last night and 23 mil in total for the last 7 days.
Oh, okay. So what is the track that you're playing on today?
It's currently rated a soft 7, but with a nice breeze at the moment, hopefully we can get an upgrade.
Soft 7, maybe an upgrade to a soft 6. And the rail's out 3 metres?
It is the entire.
Okay, so when you're playing at Wodonga on a soft track with a rail out 3, do you expect there to be any pattern today?
I wouldn't think so. Like, penetrometer readings are all pretty even all over the track, so I'd say it'd be fairly fair.
Okay, and you said there's a bit of a breeze. Where's the breeze going to be hitting the runners?
At the moment, it'll be coming across them down the straight, so it shouldn't really affect them too much.
Sounds like all's in readiness for a great day. Good luck, Ash.
No worries. Thanks very much.
Playing on a soft 7 today at Wodonga, the rail out 3. Warren Huntley is the man to find us all the winners. How are you, Woz?
Oh, I'm very well, thanks, Michael.
How do you see today's program?
It's a reality check after the weekend with the racing in both Melbourne and Sydney, but we race every day, so we've got to cater for all sorts of horses. I think most of the horses that I fancy have been pretty well found in these markets, so I think we'll have to shoot pretty straight. And with that track in the soft range, Wodonga in general, it's not a disadvantage to be on the speed, but as they get into the track, maybe they'll start to use a bit more of it as the day goes on.
Well, we're about to have a chat to Johnny Ledger, but before we do, just quickly out of the weekend, what was your star performer from the Valley?
Well, look, I think the two-star performers were Holmesman and the Inevitable. I think terrific to see Holmesman do what he did in the Fian first up, and sets him up beautifully to be a leading contender in the Cox Plate. And who knows where they go with the Inevitable, but I think he's got a better race in him, but he's got those issues with being a bit finicky and not travelling that well. So that's the challenge for Scotty Brunton. But they were the two highlights for me.
And what do you make of Avilius in Sydney? Tiakau Shark, was it the track and the wind, or were they a touch below par?
Oh, look, I think Avilius was perhaps a touch below par, but he covered a bit of ground and he mightn't have been in the right spot. And I think it was just a beautiful ride by Timmy Clark aboard Sam O'Dowd. And the big horse, Tiakau Shark, he just looked to me as if he just needed that clear galloping room earlier, and Nash was on fire riding the speed, wasn't he? And Dreamforce was just the, you know, that's what Dreamforce can do under those circumstances too. And I think he controlled that race really well. So perhaps we didn't get the opportunity to see the best of Tiakau Shark, but I think he's come over here with a bit of a boom on him. I don't think he's got panels on our opposition over here, but he can be competitive.
Medvedev has just taken the fourth set. He's levelled up 2 sets apiece with Nadal in the final of the US Open. Matt Nevitt's mate had a $50 multi to win $98,000. He cashed out for 15 on Medvedev. Would you have cashed out or let it ride?
Oh, I think you've got to be in that position to know, but it sounds like you'd like to be letting it ride at the moment.
Ooh, gee, he'd be a little bit nervous. I wonder if John Ledger's nervous. Never. He's done it all before. He's got the favourite in the first at Wodonga today. How are you, John?
I'm well, Michael. Thank you very much.
Great to chat. Can you win the first with Smart Design today? He's had 2 starts for 2 seconds. He's certainly been around the mark.
Yeah, no, he's a nice little horse, and I'm really pleased with him. And, you know, I thought he'd win either one of those first two, so you never know in racing. But he's going in super well. He's come on. The blinkers go on. Brad goes on. I think he'll race very, very well.
Sounds like a good combination, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think it is. I think, you know, Brad was, he was picked to ride him first up, and Waite got him, and we had to have a last minute change, and that really was a bit awkward. But, you know, and then he was very unlucky out here at Wang. So hopefully today, you know, the couple in the race would go well, and those 3-year-old Brabus races are always tough. So, you know, it's not done till it's done, but I'm happy with the way the horse has improved. Since each run he's come on, and that's always promising for a young horse.
You've got a couple of roughies going around in race 4. Either of them, It's War or Dashing Dot, a place chance?
It's War will be a really nice horse. He's only got the bad run beside his name because he grew 18, and I wanted to start him to get him into his program for later into the spring. And so we just dragged him out of the race, and the way that race was running, never got a chance to get back into it. So you can totally forget his debut run, and he's a really nice horse going forward. Would have preferred a 14 or 16, got balloted out, and then drew wide at Seymour, so we come out of that again. I didn't want to do it to him 2 weeks in a row. So we just dropped him back, throwing the shades on him in a race that's a touch short for him. But he'll be up on the pace today. He won't be dragged out to last. And at big odds, he has a lot of ability and could easily run a drum.
Gee, I like that. $8 the place. It could be a good day. Best of luck, John.
Thanks, Michael.
John Ledger. All right, let's get into the market for the first race at Wodonga today. And his Galloper Smart Design is the favourite. A number of scratchings. Take out 2, 3, 4, 7, 9, 13 and 15. Smart Design, $2.80. Zendy's at $3.90, $4.40. Toffee Doll, $6. Ignore Gina as is Gutsy. All others are at double figure odds. He sounded pretty confident there, Woz.
And he'll run well and he'll make his own luck riding the speed. The blinkers go on, as John outlined. The winkers come off. It's been a while since I've seen a trial or a jump out to Zendy, just over a month or so. But, yeah, you know, I think the horse, particularly with the blinkers on, goes well and wears them on debut. And we just know how good the team at Mick Price and Mick Kent Jr. Stable are at getting horses ready to go, either first up or on debut. And I just had a slight leaning to 8 Zendy, and he's at a better price, but Smart Design certainly building to that maiden victory. Not a 12 Gutsy. If he can get a bit cleaner than he did on debut, he could settle a lot closer, and he found the line well from back in the field after being slowly away there. And 11 Toffee Doll snuck over the border for a trial at Wagga recently. Looked to trial quite nicely. Not sure the depth of that trial, but looked to go quite well. 8, 6, 12, 11.
8, 6, 12, and 11 in the first. Race number 2 is the Macrae Motors Plate over 1,100 metres. In this race, we take out 7, 8, 14, and 15. And Danny O'Brien's taking one up north, Braeburn, which has had one start for one placing. It's the favourite. Odds on. $2 into $1.85. Casinas at $4.60 from the Jimmy Conlon Stable. Glass Ceiling, $7. $8 for Big Pickle. It's been well back, the favourite, Braeburn.
And those two horses that are heading the market, Michael, come out from encouraging runs on debut behind Promising Gallopers in Express Pass and Grinzinger Alley, respectively. And I've leant towards Braeburn. He's probably getting in tight enough now, but I thought that run at Bendigo was very good, and Express Pass just balanced up and was too strong. But again, he can get somewhere near the speed here, and I think he's the one to beat, but I'm respecting the form through Grinzinger Alley with Casina also, who was good on debut and might be better without an older mare now, a four-year-old, later enough getting to the races, but obviously has talent. I've liked what I've seen in some of the trials of number 10, Glass Ceiling. I'd be including Glass Ceiling in everything that goes on here. We don't often see the Paddy Payne horses tested at the trials, but at least one or two of the trials I've seen from her are quite encouraging. And I'll put one Big Pickle in as next best. A jump out at Wangaratta recently looked to move quite well. 10, 11, 10 and 1. Oh, sorry, 2, 11, 10 and 1.
2, 11, 10 and 1 in the second. Race number 3, Tuesday Cabernet heads the market here. We take out number 1. Cabernet, or Tuesday Cabernet, is at $2.40 and has been backed in from $2.80. River Mist, $2.80 from the Ellerton Zara stable. They've swapped over favouritism this morning. Singles is at $4.40, $6.50. It's Christmas. So only 4 in the market. Tuesday Cabernet, Jason Maskill rides for Busseton and Young. Didn't have much luck last start at Mornington. Are you with the heavily backed favourite here?
I am, and I thought, you know, there wasn't much between them, but I was leaning to Tuesday Cabernet, and that's the way that the market's trending. I thought the little step up in distance is definitely in the favour of Tuesday Cabernet, who should get a better run, as you referenced here. Didn't get a lot of luck last start. 10, head of 6, River Mist, who's hard and fit now with 3 runs under the belt. Comes back slightly in distance, but I don't think that's a major issue. 9, Singles, another one that's probably on the up and going okay, but I think there's a bit more upside at this stage of their campaigns to both numbers 10 and 6. And 2, It's Christmas, comes from a different form line that might be next best in a race that does fall away. 10, 6, 9, 2.
10, 6, 9 and 2 in race number 3. Race number 4, the Premier Building Company over 1,300 metres. In this race, we can take our 1, 7, 14 and 16. Got one of the shortest price, if not the shortest price, favourite of the day here from the Hayes Hayes Dabernig Stable Art Collection. Opened up $1.80 into $1.75. $4.20 for Spirit in the Sky. Spanish Poets out to $10. So punters say it's a two-horse race. Art Collection coming back from city class races in Sydney. Last two runs at Canterbury and Randwick. Will it be too good? Is $1.75 the right price here, Warren?
Probably about the right price, Michael. I'm not going to chime in at that quote, but she gets the pre-race earmuffs going on today, and she was stakes placed on debut in a bit of a blanket go at Flemington behind Vinakunka. So she can run well fresh. That early stakes placing can sometimes be a bit flattering, but she's definitely better than maiden grade, and she's got those two runs under her belt in Sydney. Not a slightly awkward barrier draw, but she's got a bit of tactical speed on with 12. Head of 10, Spirit in the Sky, who trialled really nicely in a jump out going into this campaign and ran well first up. They're the two obvious, as the market suggests. I'm sure number 8, Powering, will be better over further, but looks to have jumped out okay to get back to the races. And maybe number 2, He's Innocent, who's had a quiet trial to get back to the races. Ran well on debut in a modest race at Wodonga behind another prince, but didn't have a lot of luck there and might be next best in a race that's dominated by the two obvious, and I tend to agree. 12, 10, 8 and 2.
12, 10, 8 and 2. Four races down at Wodonga. We'll take a break. On the other side, it'll be the Quaddie at Wodonga on the Victorian Form Preview.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Victorian Form Preview, racing at Wodonga today. We're up to race number 5, which is the first leg of the quaddie. In this race, we can take out 3, 7 and 14. The favourite here is Dugan's Rise at $3.90. See It All, $4. Ayers Rock, $5. Thunder Tub, $7.50. Double figures the rest. How many do we need in the first leg, do you think, Warren?
I think 5 I'm putting in, Michael. I found it a pretty tough race. But Dugan's Rise, with a senior rider on, Jake Duffy last start, won a similar race. He got the favours there, but he stays effectively at the same weight with the claim here for Rebecca Preston. Look, I'm with 1, Dugan's Rise, in a race where I do think we have to go wide. Respecting the stable as much as anything else with Paddy Payne and number 4, See It All, who may well be looking for this trip now. 9 Ayers Rocks had a different preparation, coming through some different form lines and getting the winkers on here, getting up in distance with the winkers on. And we know what a good trainer is, Sean Matrick, at getting his horses to peak on a suitable day. And it looks a good race for Ayers Rock. And I put 8 Thunder Tub in as next best, but I'll also be including number 12, Frozen Asset, in the quaddie, closing my eyes and hoping I'm still alive. 1, 4, 9 and 8.
1, 4, 9 and 8 in an open first leg of the quaddie at Wodonga today. Race number 6 is the Wodonga Jewellers. Now, this is a race over 1,100 metres. Not a bad little field, although we've got a few scratchings. 2, 3, 4, 6, 10 and 12. The favourite here is Tycoon Warrior from the Galagotis stable. It's been $3.20 into $2.50. Villicana's at $3.70. Freedom's $5. And then we go down to Frankie D at $7. And Reggie Rock is at $8.50. You with the favourite? Galagotis team got a few nice horses heading to Wodonga today.
I will be when we get to that race, Michael, but I think you might have jumped on
the race. Oh, I've skipped one. Oh, I'm sorry. I've gone to race number 7. Sorry. That's just a little preempting for the listeners out there. Let's get to race number 6. So where Isle Rocket is the favourite at $2.30, in from $2.70. Number 1 is at $2.90, and then we're out to Murrowway at $8. Scratchings, 2, 4, 7, 8 and 11 in race 6, Warren.
We don't know. Is a Rocket? Is a Rocket on the soft ground? But gee, I think 1, in terms of talent, and 2, the way the race sets up, it's just a perfect race for her. And the Mara and Eustace team have been a bit patient in picking that next race to get out of maiden grade, and she did in good style at Ballarat on the synthetic track last start, and I think they've just found an ideal race for her, and I think she can win again. 10, Eyes a Rocket, ahead of 1, Yeldab, who's going well, but probably has to get back in the field from that draw. The pattern by this stage of the day will give you an idea how that's playing. But, gee, I think when they straighten for home, there'll be a tactical advantage to number 10, Eyes a Rocket. 3, Smash the Gong, might be next best. And 12, Macca's Hero, I'm including in trifectas and first fours. But a bit of a trim-up leg of the quaddie, as is the next one for me, on 10, 1, 3 and 12.
10, 1, 3 and 12. Looks like the 10 and 1 are the two to fight it out in race number 6. Now we get to race number 7. I was pretty excited because we're going to have a chat to Pete Galagotis, who's got the favourite, Tycoon Warrior, as I said, at $2.50. Pete, looks like a nice race for Tycoon Warrior today. How are you going?
Yeah, with the scratchings now, guys, it comes into play heavily, I think. So he's fit, his form reads well, and I think he's ready to put his best foot forward.
Drawn a beautiful barrier. Would you like to lead or take a sit?
No, look, I think he's a horse that you just got to let him free roll and be in his comfort zone. He's not a horse that, you know, you can sort of hold up in a race. He gets on the steel a little bit. So just where he's comfortable and happy. Jason, in his own admission last start, thought he just might have went out a little bit too keen on him, and he'll be looking to sort of get that right today, and hopefully we can get a win.
All right. Sounds like you're confident with Tycoon.
Yeah, look, I think it's his right race. He's well placed. I think you can't place him any better.
Good luck today, mate.
Thank you.
Peter Galagotis, well, he's confident, and the money's there as well. Of course, there's been scratchings and deductions, but $3.20 into $2.50 is a pronounced favourite. Are you with Tycoon Warrior here, Warren?
Clearly, Michael, and everything that Peter said, I agreed with, just for the class of horse. He just went too fast last start, and he set it up for Hadir to be the strong one late. But if he just can rate him that little bit better, as Peter outlined, he's a bit of a free spirit, so that's the balance. But good, strong rider in Jason Maskell, and having the experience of riding him last start, I think he's clearly the one to beat, and the scratchings have certainly made the race a bit softer, as Pete outlined too. Five for me, clearly. Head of one, Freedoms, who might be looking for that little step up in distance now. He's been a very consistent horse for the Goodwin stable. 11, Villacana, comes through some different form lines, but won okay in a modest race last start at Narendra. And then I've got number 7, Frankie D, maybe next best, but 1 and 5 are the only ones I'm putting in this leg of the quaddie. 5, 1, 11, and 7.
All right, 5 a special, 1, 11, and 7. Race number 8 is the last. The Sneaky Sound System was his favourite band at 1,300 metres. This has been knocked around by scratching 3, 5, 7, 8, 9, 10, and 13, which means Pick Up the Pieces is now odds on. $1.90 favourite, Power Dream, $3.60. Rock of Mahal is at $3.70. They're the only three under double figure odds, was?
I'd throw in number 12, Just Stella, who showed a bit of a glimpse of a return to form last start. She'll be off the speed, but we'll know the pattern by this stage of the day. I'm leaning slightly to Power Dream here, who was good winning last start. Relatively recent addition of the Paddy Payne stable. Just seems to be improving with racing, but she hasn't run a bad race since joining the stable. And she can shift just off the speed and be strong late. The horse to beat clearly is Pick Up the Pieces. I've been batting up for her in stronger races this campaign. She jumped out like an absolute star going into this preparation, but she pulled up with a little issue following her first up run. She's way down in grade here. Inside draw, Jaden Lloyd looking for his first winner, and the winkers going on. So just the way the track's playing will be a factor by this stage of the day, but she's got the talent to be winning in this grade and better. There's no doubt about that. Rock of Mahal and Just Stella, as I said, showed a bit of a glimpse of a return to form and will be strong late. They're the ones I'm working in the last leg of the quaddie. 6, 4, 1, and 12.
6, 4, 1, and 12. Warren, there's a few shorties today at Wodonga. Where do we find the best?
We've got to tread warily, Michael. I think race 6, number 10, Eyes a Rocket, and I think Tycoon Warrior race 7, number 5, as we've mentioned with the Galagotis boys. They're the two best. Looking for a bit of value, I'm just thinking Zendy's ready to run well at close to $4 in the first. I'm making Zendy my value, race 1, number 8. For the quaddie, wide in the first leg, 1, 4, 8, 9 and 12. Numbers 1, 3 and 10 in the second leg, 1 and 5 in the third. And home with numbers 1, 4, 6 and 12. I'm going to throw an early quaddie on as my play of the day. First leg, 6, 8, 11 and 12. Second leg, 2, 10 and 11. Third leg, numbers 6, 9 and 10. And home with numbers 10 and 12.
Oh, I love it when you give us an early quaddie. We can play all day. Good luck, Warren.
Thanks, Michael.